For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah! 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 It's a lot of f***ing into the club tonight.
What?
But it's gonna be alright.
Welcome back into Tobin and Leroy. Live right here, day before the Canes take on the Gators. A huge game with huge implications on whether or not the Canes are back. We're back from break, which means it's time for us to give you our headlines. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
Me. No trucks.
I have to remind you guys that it is your opportunity to join the WQAM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoying a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQAM staff. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQAM.com. That's going to get you an invite in and a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with the WQAM on-air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah. Whiskey, gotta love it. The most versatile alcohol, in my opinion. That is because not only can you make delicious drinks, like a whiskey ginger or a...
Whiskey ginger?
Yeah, whiskey and some ginger ale.
The most versatile...
I forgot that.
The most versatile liquor would have to be vodka, right?
No, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you can make all these mixed drinks with vodka that are delicious, but I don't know a lot of people who are just putting vodka on ice and just like, let me get the vodka on ice, unless you're Russian. But I can take some whiskey, just put it on ice, baby.
Or I used to drink vodka straight up.
Yeah, I think we all have.
I didn't know why I did that.
Were you, by any chance, allegedly in high school or potentially in college at that time?
No, I was in college.
Oh, okay, I agree. So yeah, that usually
you was just so wait, you was just drinking.
Yeah, whatever was available at that time.
With purpose.
I know what I won't drink.
You said with Tobin?
Tequila.
That with purpose,
oh,
I said.
Okay. I like tequila as well. Tequila is another one that I like.
I've retired tequila.
Retired the most expensive, tequila. Wow.
The most expensive rum in the world costs $12.
Rum, yeah. Rum, super very affordable. Cheap. You can see like a lot of the countries, like in the Caribbean and stuff, that's usually like their main like drink. Like, for example,
yeah,
DR.
Cane.
Exactly. DR.
You know, as
Puerto
a kid,
Rico.
I used to eat that crap. Just chew on it.
People sell
there's
it in the back
of
trucks.
A lot of sugar cane in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's weird. Like, but here's what, you can't drink a lot of rum. That'll really get you sick because it's so much sugar.
Yeah, a lot of those sweet drinks I try to avoid. I used to love them, but
Love them too. And then now I can take one, like I'll take one drink and then I wake up with a headache the next morning. And it's not because I was drunk or anything.
It's the sugar.
It's the sugar for sure. I know. We're getting old, J-Fig. We're getting old, unfortunately.
No, now she just drinks whiskey.
Like,
whiskey, like when I go somewhere and I'm just like, let me get, you know, whatever whiskey on the rocks. And they're like, do you want Coke? Do you want Sprite? I'm just like,
I can't. But guess what?
Yeah.
Lemonade is good too on it.
I can't drink. Yeah. I can't drink like just any whiskey or any bourbon because I don't drink that much.
Okay.
So if I get that rock gut stuff, Like, I can't drink Jack Daniels.
Yeah, for you. Jack Daniels is like, I know everyone's going to have it, so I'm going to order it, but it's not necessarily like on the top of my list. Unless they're for some reason a sponsor of us, then in that case, they're amazing. But other than that.
Yeah, but that's different. Like, no, that's different. I'm like, yeah.
But yeah, honestly, like, I order it often because I know they're going to have it. I don't have to think about it.
Well, because it's easy to say Jack and Coke.
Yeah,
but nowadays, if you ask for a drink that involves whiskey, they will ask you what kind because I like.
Yeah, yeah.
I like, what is it called? I forgot the name of the drink.
When I can't decide what to drink, I just say Jack and Coke.
Yeah,
right. It's like a go-to thing. You got
to
get the line.
I don't even
down.
Say the Coke anymore, to be honest. The Coke is just getting in my way.
Right.
Know? I want to be
and
able
the,
to.
Yeah, the Coke at one point is just.
What's the, there's, it's once, it's called, oh, I can't think of the name.
Killing me. Killing me. Had me again. Yeah, had me twice. It's killing me. Tell you Woodford, that's the one that I like, the Woodford Reserve. That makes me feel, and when I drink Woodford Reserve, you better have a fancy ass glass. Like, I need an ice cube that is like
I agree with Jukebox. I love a whiskey sour.
Ooh, whiskey sour is good. Good, that's what I'm telling. Those you versatile, you know, a lot of these drinks you can make a lot. Tequila I would have in the second place in regards to versatility, because I know people sip tequila. I'm just not one of those people.
I used to be one of those people. It's just no anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've done a
I like palomas. Tasting. Those are good.
Palomas are good. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, it's not an old-fashioned.
Tequila
but
sunrise,
a...
good. Oh, no. Old-fashioned. I like being old-fashioned. Wow, okay. So I think in the last about 90 seconds.
Maybe like the dirtiest martini there is.
Ew. Like you're talking with extra olive juice?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gross, dude. You ever had a pickleback?
Oh. I know what I drink.
I have. Now. They're good.
Those are good.
You know what my favorite drink, my go-to drink is?
What's that?
Manhattan.
Manhattan. That's okay. Right.
Because some people get old-fashioned. It's almost the same thing.
J-Fig was going to say Hennessy, and I thought that was disrespectful, J-Fig.
I didn't say that. That was because you love drinking that, okay?
So think about this. I remember. So, years ago, I was in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I was playing blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady came and sat down with, like, $250,000 in front of her. And I was playing like $25, $50 a hand. And she was paying $5,000 a hand.
Oof.
And then she got a drink. And she goes, "You want one?" I'm like, "Sure." Mm. Right?
No way.
Start drinking it, start chatting with the lady. She was an actress. I had no idea who she was.
Still don't know to this day.
I forgot her name.
Oh, no.
But she was like big time.
I mean, look, she's rolling with $5,000.
But she wasn't no spring chicken.
Yeah, I feel that. That's all right. Yeah. Betty White?
No. Is that everybody's go-to old actress?
Yes. Yeah. Is there any other ones? I don't know if there's any.
That's pretty recognizable.
Betty White. Yeah, you should. Leroy, you didn't recognize Betty White? That's crazy.
I mean, think about
Steven mentioned mules.
Mules are good, yeah.
No, no like drinks Irish with milk. Mules.
Not milk.
I like Irish mules.
No, there's no milk.
It's not milk. It's
no,
not
no
milk.
Milk.
It's
no milk in that one.
Wait, ginger does an Irish mule have cream?
Maybe an Irish mule.
No.
Yeah, I don't
an
know.
An Irish mule is whiskey.
That's what it is. With ginger
like
beer, right?
Yeah. Whatever.
Irish mule. Let's find out what it is right now. Because I agree. I don't like those.
There's the regular ones, and then there's the Irish ones.
Yeah, that is Jameson
the
ginger
syrup. The only time
syrup,
I drink, what's that? That milk, that Bailey's.
Yeah.
I don't like Bailey's.
The only time I drink Bailey's is when I don't have creamer to put in my coffee.
When I had I worked at a burger and beer joint back when it was open in Pembroke Pines. They used to have
that explains a lot.
No. I was no. I will not accept the slant. I will not.
No, don't do that.
they had adult milkshakes. I would never, bro. I don't want my alcohol.
I don't want my liquor with milk.
Exactly. No. I don't like the rum cakes, for example. I don't like rum cake. Or
you don't
I don't like
rum cake?
Nah, because of like...
I feel like it depends which one.
Yeah, for sure.
Rum cake is delicious.
But am I trying to get drunk
until
or am I trying to eat
cake? Until
they
put those little jujubes in them. When you put the little jujubes in the rum cake.
There is
you know
jujubes.
What I'm talking
there
about.
There is some jujubes in the rum cake.
Yeah, I don't want without
it's like it's like a soft pearl or something.
You know what that is? Look, rum cake... is black people fruitcake.
Because way better than fruitcake.
Only intangibles eat fruitcake.
Yeah. Although
and why does everybody, and you ever notice, Yeah. Why are we gifting fruitcakes to everybody? Everybody bring over a fruitcake if you have a party or something at your house.
Didn't we try that?
Yes.
Yeah,
we were trying with trauma.
It was disgusting. Except for
Galen.
That's
one of the biggest fights I ever got in with Rebecca.
Galen loved it.
Like, I almost had to, like, really, we were like, she was in the store. She goes, ooh, daddy, I want, you know, the gummies. I'm like, those aren't gummies. Mm-hmm. I want the gummies. I'm like, we're going out. 12 or whatever, you can get a big old bag of gummies. I want those gummies. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll make you eat them.
Yeah. Did she eat it though?
No, hell no, I didn't get it. Of course not. Like, come on.
Dude, it's gross. Really? Yeah, it's gross.
They don't even have, I said, they're not sweet.
Yeah.
I said, I ought to buy them and make you eat them all, but then your mama gonna get mad at me for trying to make a point.
Yeah. All right. As we mentioned, the Canes will be taking on the Gators tomorrow. And you know what that is? That's going to be a bunch of college athletes who are also students, which is the only way I could connect our next segment. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly
hey,
as well.
Shouldn't there be an age limit? Because it's been 46 years since I've been in this fifth grade.
Are you smarter?
Am I supposed to remember all that?
Are you smarter than a freshman? How about that? Are you smarter than a freshman?
No.
Probably not.
My daughter comes home and starts talking about stuff, and I'm like, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut because she's going to think I'm dumb as a box of rocks.
Well, that's why I went to fifth grade, because I was like, there's no way I'm going to start putting out trigonometry here. But I can tell you which planet is a third from the sun, you know, and then be like, all right, that's cool. I could do that one. That's cool.
Only because it was a TV show.
Yeah, that's it, really.
Eric Rock from
student athletes, we're going to put you to the test, Leroy and J Fig. When we come back, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Welcome on into Are You Smarter Than a Collegiate Student Athlete? Really, it's just going to be fifth grade questions, but the only way to make this relevant on the sports radio is to somehow make it seem as if I'm not just doing this for no reason and people expect games out of me, but I'm doing this to tie into the Gators versus Canes tomorrow, if you're listening, Galen. Now, I have my two student athletes in front of me. Leroy, you look like you are on Wikipedia right now, trying to gather all the information you possibly
need. Hey, no cheating.
I don't know what the questions are.
He's cheating, dude. Just like a game.
He sent you the multiple choice.
Unfortunately, this won't be multiple choice. This will be
then I'm out.
Pretty straightforward.
You have to give fifth graders multiple choice. What's wrong with you?
No.
These are pretty simple, pretty straightforward. So we will begin now. I will ask each of you individually a question. So there's no competing on a buzzer or anything like that. You each will get your own question. Each will have an opportunity to answer.
Ladies,
no, you go first.
Let me get a rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Is that possible? Can
athletes
I get a virtual?
Go first.
Ooh, no, athletes. Ladies first.
Athletes, because A is for athletes. No. A goes first in the alphabet.
No. So. I'm a gentleman.
Rock, paper, scissors? You guys are willing to?
Fine, I'll go first, but let it be known, I was trying to be gentleman.
Trying to be gentleman.
I love it.
You all just want me to be dumb as hell first.
Because I will be first.
No. All right. Leroy,
I know exactly what you're thinking, because I was thinking the same damn.
Here is your question. Question number one for Leroy. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? What is the process of water turning into vapor? Water transitioning into vapor. What is
osmosis.
That? All right. Is the answer osmosis? Incorrect. Evaporation.
First,
evaporation.
Water turning into vapor. Evaporation.
First thing came to mind.
That's right. You know, I appreciate that though. You came out swinging because you were attempting to be nice to J Fig. I totally get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, J Fig. Time now for your question.
I am dumber than a fifth grader. Let's go.
What is the tallest mammal on Earth? And no, it is not Victor Wembanyama.
Okay.
Tallest mammal on Earth.
Mammal.
Yeah, it's rough.
I mean, no. Like, how can you not?
Oh, no.
Is a giraffe a mammal?
I don't know, but I will say that you have five.
First of all, you asking that question makes you dumb as hell.
2, 1. What is your answer?
Giraffe.
And let's see the correct answer. Tallest mammal on Earth. Giraffe.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No! You can't get credit for that. When you had that.
Woo!
You had
that.
If a giraffe was a mammal. I didn't know the answer. I just spit something out.
All right.
I mean, obviously, tallest animal I can think of is a giraffe.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Mammal. To qualify to be a mammal.
Threw me off with mammal for a second.
Gotta have hair. And I think nipples. Not sure about that one. Leroy, you're a mathematician. If a backyard is 50 feet long and 20 feet wide, how many square feet is that?
Isn't that 1,000 square feet?
The correct answer is 1,000 square feet. JV, did you know that?
Mathematician. Yeah.
Pretty good.
I don't do quick math, sorry.
Yeah, that was very quick. I wouldn't have gotten that quick. I probably would have said like 100 or something like that. All right, JFig, back to you. It is currently tied at 1-1. Oof.
No.
Ask it. You gotta ask it.
Another math question. How many feet are there in 75 yards, JFig? How many feet in 75 yards? You got 10, 9.
I know.
8. 7.
You can't give it to Leroy.
No, I'm not giving it to Leroy. This is your opportunity. Leroy trying to steal.
Pass.
225.
The correct answer is 220.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
25. Pretty good. How'd you come to that number so quickly, sir?
He went like this. That's why.
I saw that. I saw
he used a calculator.
3 times 75. Mm. No. Is I go two of them is 150, and then another 75 is 225.
Mm. All right. JFig, this one goes back to you now because you passed and Leroy answered correctly. JFig, what is the hardest mineral? The hardest mineral on Earth?
It's not like a rock or something? I don't know.
It is a rock. It is a version. It is a version of a rock.
Come on, Jennifer.
A diamond?
A diamond, and they are forever. Yes. 2 points for JFig. Leroy, you have 2 or 3? I lost track.
I have 2.
2. It is tied. Oh, we're getting down to the nitty gritty. These questions are going to get a little bit harder now. Guys, ready for this one? Leroy.
Yeah.
On the periodic table, which element is represented by the letter N?
Isn't N? Hold on.
Represented by the letter M. N.
Is
that M or N?
N
as in Nancy.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to just go out on a limb and say gold, but I know it's not.
All right, that's fair. JFig, do you want to give it a shot potentially?
Or nickel.
Better watch out with that one.
I know.
Nitrogen.
It is nitrogen.
The correct answer is nitrogen. Yes.
Did you look it up? You cheater.
She looked at the chat.
Oh, that's right. She's looking at the chat. We can't see it. Oh, my God.
Wow. No, I can't believe you cheat. I was really about science.
Wow.
I cannot. Hold on.
Yeah,
I like first place in science.
You definitely looked at the chat.
Did not.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! That's
JFig. This is now you are up 3-2.
No, she can't go.
All right, fine. Leroy. Oh, that's right. Because you passed and she got it right. Leroy, this is on you. What is the plural form of the word deer?
That again?
Plural form of the word deer.
Deer.
Yeah.
Deer.
Yeah, the animal, by the way.
I know.
I heard beer first.
Yeah, of course you
six
did.
Pack. Six pack.
Plural, two beers. I don't know. an IPA. It sounds like a good time.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say.
Yeah.
No, a doe is a female deer.
A deer so, hive. I like that.
I'm going to just say deer.
All right. Plural form of deer is deer. That's right. That is
have you
right.
ever used the, have you ever think about it?
They also say that plural for fish is fish.
Wow.
Unless you're in the fifth grade and you say fish.
Unless it's different types of fish, it's just fish.
Yeah, because you say, how many fish did you catch?
All right.
Look at that. We're so smart.
All right. I had mentioned this entire time that this is inspired by the student athletes that will take the field tomorrow for Canes versus Gators. So why not some Canes and Gators questions to end this fifth? Are you smarter than a fifth grader game show? You guys ready for that?
Sure.
They didn't teach that in school.
Sure.
I'm going to get some fifth grade version of these. And, you know, this is wildlife. This may benefit you. We're going to start off with a gator question. Leroy, this one is for you, but J-Fig, be ready to steal. Alligators can replace lost teeth and may use up to how many teeth in their lifetime? I will give you a multiple choice.
Can I ask Derek White?
I was like, you can't ask Mike White. He's in Buffalo now. But
Derek White.
Yeah, you can ask him. You can ask Channing. You can ask whoever you like in regards to this teeth question.
He went through 12 teeth last month.
Gators, much like Channing Crowder, can replace lost teeth and may use up to blank amount of teeth in their lifetime. Is it 300? Is it 3,000? Or is it 1,000?
I'm going to say, how long do gators live?
What? You can't.
They're basically dinosaurs.
How old is Channing?
I'm going to say.
Gators' lifespan ranges 30 to 50 years. Yeah. Channing.
I'm going to say 1,000.
All right. So the correct answer is 3,000.
Get the hell out of here.
Whoa.
3,000 teeth. And white folks still putting their mouth in their head. They're like, just, what do y'all do? Putting their head in their mouth.
Oh, inside the gator's
mouth? Well, think about it. Like, sharks have three layers. So.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's
a lot of teeth.
So does Derek White. He got his teeth.
He's an Olympian now.
Yeah.
All right, J-Fig.
No comment.
He answered the question about the hurricane. I'm sorry, about the gator. I'm going to ask you a question about the hurricanes. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order for a tropical storm to be deemed a Category 1, their speeds must reach blank. All right?
I know. You know I'm a weather guy.
Now is the answer.
You know what? Yeah. Why did you ask him the animal question?
You didn't know the teeth question.
Okay. You know.
I know about sharks. I could have based it on that.
Well, guys, that's exactly why I didn't ask you those questions.
Shark teeth? Do they go through?
Shark teeth?
A lot, actually. Do you not see how much they wash up on shore?
How many shark teeth do they go through in a lifetime? Sharks go over tens of thousands of teeth in their lifetime. Wow. Wow. May shed over 30,000. Great whites can go over 20,000. Crazy. But that's not the question here, Leroy.
I already know it.
But it's not your question. Right now,
I know.
You're in a potential to lose.
I'm preparing to steal.
J-Fig, Category 1.
Don't look at the Twitch.
She's looking at the Twitch.
I see them big old eyeballs. All right,
I'm switching. No, I'm switching it now. I'm switching it. It's the same question, but instead of Category 1, it is Category 5. In order for something to be considered a Category 5, J-Fig, They have to reach this speed. Now, is it 125 miles per hour, 150 miles per hour, or 175 miles per hour? Which of these does it need to reach in order to be considered a Category 5? 125 miles per hour, 150 miles per hour, or 175 miles per hour?
I'll say 175.
All right. Drum roll. The correct answer is...
Even though I wanted to say 150.
No, no. The correct answer is...
150.
150.
Should have gone with my gut because my gut said 150.
All right. The last question for both of you guys to determine who is the champion. When a hurricane reaches a city...
No, ask an animal question, okay?
What is...
We have the weatherplex right there.
This is a combination of both. When a hurricane enters a city, what is the last animal to leave? The last animal to evacuate.
The humans.
Humans.
No, they leave very early. I see a lot of people leave as soon as they... The correct answer is an ibis.
Not Hispanics.
Ibis.
Not Hispanics. No, they will party. They actually don't leave. That's the thing. Ibis. That's the problem.
Because they can make themselves skinny and just go...
The ibis is the correct answer. Both of you guys got it wrong. Both of you guys are...
We got it correct. We based it on Miami.
Yeah, people don't leave.
People don't leave, okay?
The snowbirds. And you see them.
And guess what? Can I just say this?
Yeah.
When they go to the Keys and they go down there and the storm will be there in like 2 days, it ain't the black folks staying.
Nope. So you do admit. You do admit, though. They leave.
They leave.
The ibis stays and it's like, nah, I'll leave now. I'll go now. So there you guys have
it. I should have said humans because Jim Cantore.
Jim Cantore, yeah. He goes in the storm.
Well, the ibis will leave first if I'm nearby.
The hurricane's name is Jennifer.
All right, we're going to determine who or what is dead to us when we That's come back.
Point. You're dead to me.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Time now to bury some people or some things. Find out who or what is dead to us.
You're dead to me.
All right, Leroy, what you got?
So, football's getting ready to kick off.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing the whole season, how things play out, how teams grow, or whatever. And the people who are dead to me are the people who deem the season over after one bad series.
Ah.
You know who I'm talking about.
You're dead to me.
Yep.
Everybody got that friend. Soon as somebody throw a pick or soon as somebody score on your team.
Yep.
I knew it.
Same this old Dolphins. Same old Canes.
Same old Canes. Yeah. It's going to happen again. Hey, man.
Yeah.
It's the reason why they play all these damn games.
Hmm.
Be a little patient with your team. Right? Let's let it play out for at least a couple of months before you go, woe is me, and have a pity party about your South Florida teams. Because we're going to come in on Monday. And if it wasn't what everybody thought it would be, or if they barely win, right, we're going to hear the complaints. Relax. It's a long season. So let's just prepare for a long, hopefully prosperous season by all our teams down here, and let's ride the wave. Let's be excited about football being back. Let's be excited about being able to have a couple of cold ones and watch football all damn day.
Yeah.
You're dead to me.
Figgy, who or what is dead to you?
Besides birds.
Besides birds.
Besides birds.
Besides wild.
Birds.
More birds.
I was watching the news, and by watching, I mean I was on Instagram.
All right.
I saw that now people are think it's okay to scam others with you know how you do pay by phone or the parking apps? Well, now they're putting QR codes on top of those stickers so you can go ahead and use that as you're paying for parking.
Damn.
So this is why we can't have nice things. This is this is why we have trust issues, okay? And I just simply don't like that. So whoever is doing this, you're dead to me.
Wow. Hey, check this out, JP. I'm gonna pay for parking. I don't know where I'm gonna pay.
In Minnesota?
It's gonna be Minnesota parking. That is a solid one now. If Miami wasn't filled with enough fraud and scam, there you go.
There's so much fraud, so much scam. This is why, we have trust issues. Okay, absolutely. This is why I should just stay home.
That's fair. You know, maybe
Go with the gut instinct.
Maybe everyone else needs to start going with their gut too. I get that. My dead to me is going to be simple.
And the way that you will know you're getting scammed is because it'll take you to a direct link that has nothing to do with the other one. And then sometimes it does, like it tries to make it seem that it's like the pay by phone thing.
Gotcha. Like they mimic the same
page. And then it gets your information and everything.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for that. Shout out, Jason.
Keep an eye out.
For making us aware. It's funny you say that. I'm filling out my decal information for IT so that I can get a decal for this parking thing they have up here. So,
why do you not have that?
I'm irresponsible. I don't have one. Aha!
Well, because you have a newer car.
Yeah.
You should get one, even though our time slots are fine.
Yeah. Right.
Well, my debt to me is simple as we make room for Hockman and Crowder coming up next. Gators fans, all Florida Gators, this is your weekend to suffer. The Canes are back, baby! I do the opposite of what Leroy was complaining about. As opposed to after one series claiming the season is over, before one series, I say we're back, baby! Canes are gonna romp the Gators. Final score predictions real quick on the way out. I say Canes 27, Gators 13. Jay Fig, what is your prediction?
You should have.
Leroy, what is your prediction?
I'd say 27-21.
27-21. Canes winning, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Canes.
That's her prediction. That is our prediction. I predict Hockman and Crowder will be coming up next tomorrow. Coverage begins here, 1:30 p.m. Canes Gators. Let's go, Canes. Let's go, football. Let's go have a good weekend. Have a safe Labor Day weekend. Best of coming to you on Monday. I'll see you at Leroy's house.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.